This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
As we move into the longer days, warmer weather, and into the party season, we thought we'd check in with our friends at Sexual Health Victoria in getting the word out about the ease of STI testing and treatment. And Sam Reed is the Manager of Schools and Community at Sexual Health Victoria, joins us this afternoon. Sam, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Before we jump into it, what does Sexual Health Victoria do?
Well, we do quite a lot of things, but we are a statewide organisation that offers clinical services to the public, as well as education and training for young people in schools and outside of schools, and also training for health professionals as well around relationships and sexual and reproductive health.
So you're very busy. Now, we know that the warmer weather's coming. We're all going to be out there enjoying ourselves. What should we do to check in with our sexual health this summer?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So keeping what we would say safe and sexy this summer means getting regular checkups for STIs. One of my top pieces of information today would be that most STIs don't actually have any symptoms at all. So having a regular test is a really good way of looking after your sexual health. It's really easy to do. Most testing can be offered by self-collection. So people can actually collect their own urine sample or do their own swabs, and the results can be delivered in a safe, confidential way, and treatment can be really easy as well to access.
Let's talk about the STIs. Are they all still treatable? Are any of them are we experiencing any treatment resistance?
All STIs are treatable. There's no doubt that there are some STIs that can have a range of what we're seeing across infections with increasing antibiotic resistance, but that's something that can be easily discussed with the nurse or doctors in the clinic. But most STIs absolutely can be really easily tested. Really common STIs include things like chlamydia and gonorrhea, and they're really easily treated.
Given that there's no symptoms, so it's safe to say just because we're not experiencing anything, any discharge or pain or anything like that, doesn't mean we necessarily don't have one. So testing is so important.
Yeah, testing's really important. We recommend testing at least once a year, or as regular as every 3 months if you're changing sexual partners more frequently. Mm-hmm. It's a really good way of protecting yourself by having a test that's really easy and easy to treat as well.
What can we do if we're sexually active that actually reduces the risk of contracting an STI? Is there anything we can do?
Yeah, so really good ways of protecting yourself are the use of condoms, of course, the use of DAMs, which is also a barrier method that can be used. Always use good lubrication with barrier methods, because it can increase pleasure as well as reducing friction that can lead to STIs. And we also recommend the use of things like PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis. That's a medication that somebody who is HIV negative can take every day to reduce the risk of acquiring HIV.
We're chatting with Sam Reed, Manager of Schools and Community at Sexual Health Victoria, about getting the word out about the ease of STI testing and treatment as the weather warms up. Sam, can you tell us a little bit about what the new affirmative consent laws are all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So there was a reform into the Sexual Offences Act 2022, and these reforms came into effect on the 30th of July 2023. So what they do is they shift to affirmative consent lens or model, which actually places responsibility on someone who wants to engage in a sexual act with another person. They must actively take steps to gain consent rather than relying on the other person to give their consent. So it's quite a significant shift. It means that if a sexual assault was alleged, that the responsibility of the person of the alleged perpetrator, so to speak, not the alleged victim survivor. So it gives greater protections to individuals, and it makes clear that there is that sexual consent is not given if there is any force, fear, coercion, harm of any kind. It also gives inclusion of stealthing, which is the non-consensual removal of a condom, as a sexual offence. There are greater protections for individuals experiencing image-based abuse. And there's also better education and direction for jury members to understand what sexual violence is and what it looks like.
And of course, consent must be explicit, mustn't it?
It must be explicit, absolutely. It also can be removed at any time. If someone doesn't feel safe or respected about withdrawing their consent, then that's not consensual. So saying yes to one thing doesn't mean saying yes to everything. Someone must check in all along the way, and they must communicate clearly to make sure that consent has been given.
Sam, if let's say someone's listening and, you know, they've got a family GP, but they're not comfortable about going there and saying, hey, listen, I need to have an STI checkup, what can they do?
Yep. Yeah, so look, they can absolutely come to a service like us if they would like to. They can check out our services at shvic.org.au. You can book appointments online. We have two clinics. One is in Box Hill and one is in the CBD on Elizabeth Street. So both are really accessible by public transport. So people can either phone up and make an appointment or they can book an appointment online. I would always encourage and advocate for people to make appointments with their GP and to ask explicitly about what they would like. They do have a right to safe sexual health testing as well. They can also go online and look at a whole range of information on our website. And there's also other providers like Melbourne Sexual Health Centre as well.
Sam, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sam Reed, the Manager of Schools and Community at Sexual Health Victoria. And that website for more information is shvic.org.au. So shvic.org.au.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.